You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Can we, like, get on with this show? Like, let's get started.
Money, time is money, and money is time, doll.
Exactly. Welcome up to the bonus episode.
Welcome up, welcome down,
welcome
over.
North and west and southeast, all the way to Chicago,
back again.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
hi,
God.
Doll. How are you? We're here for a bonus episode, a whole one for us.
We are just always down to clown.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you chewing on?
I'm eating an edible.
Before we record, are you literally nutso?
Absolutely not. I saw this really nice guy in the lobby of wherever the hell we are.
And he was like, do you want any weed gummies? And I said,
who planted you here? You knew I was coming.
Are you concerned that, like, maybe it's laced with, I don't know, some really bad stuff?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's laced with joy.
You're crazy.
I forgot I had this hood on.
Yeah, take the hood off. Stay a while.
Forgot. I'm just Shady McShade over here.
So,
ooh, I'm high.
Oh, my God.
I meant hot flash.
Remember when you had that MRI and they told you have the body of like a 40-year-old?
And don't you ever forget it. Seriously.
And now you're going through menopause.
I mean, you can still have the body. You see my gummy? THC, honey.
This has gone off the rails.
I should order a steak to have delivered to whoever's working the studio.
Okay, we don't have help. This has gone literally too far. So this is keeping up with Chris and Court.
Catching up, doll.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, how stoned is she?
with a K.
What have you been doing today?
I was just stopping over at Erewhon because we just launched a new smoothie for Lemmy.
Absolutely. This is the best partnership we've ever had with Lemmy. I'm so proud of you. You know what, doll? You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Okay, do we have that on tape? Because my mom never says she's proud of me or anything.
We really do. It's probably this weed that I'm chewing.
I'm concerned. Yeah, so,
Everybody can go the whole month, right? Isn't that?
The whole month. Go get yourself this cute little Lemmy smoothie. It has blue spirulina.
It's purple. It's got coconut.
Yeah, it's really yummy and it's really healthy and it's just all the vibe.
It really is. We're really proud of you. Honestly, thanks. Chloe told me she got it for breakfast.
Chloe is such a down ass bitch, like always supporting.
She is the most supportive daughter I have ever had. She really is. I'm just so proud of Chloe, you know? She's everyone's best friend.
She is.
That's why I let her do half my masterclass.
Was she in that?
Yeah. Well, she came with me that day and then I brought her on camera. She did a couple of minutes, you know.
What?
She really, people loved it. She's going to do her own. They really loved her advice.
Her own masterclass in stretchy jeans. What is she going to do a masterclass
just on being a sister to everyone, to America? She really is America's sister.
I totally
agree. I can't believe I just came up with that.
You're literally a genius. Wait, you know
Keep
what's
talking.
Crazy? Is it? Yeah, we need to like cut you off of all substances.
Ooh, that's okay. I'll wash it down with a little Belvedere.
So anyway, Chloe is such a big sister. She's such a great sister. She just posted this picture of her and Rob for Rob's birthday. Did you see?
I did. Robert Kardashian, our St. Patrick's Day baby. I love him so much. It was such a nice post, wasn't it? It was really sweet.
It was really sweet. When you conceived Rob, did you know that he was going to be a little leprechaun?
I did not. I think the universe was doing it as a little foreshadow, you know?
Yeah.
It was like they gave me my lucky charms before I actually made it big. It was really,
yeah.
Rob is really, you know, Rob, he's honestly been just a treasure to all of us over the years. He really has, you know, and we've respected his privacy these last seven years, however long, right? Yeah. We don't see him much.
Yeah, we don't.
But we wear his socks
Arthur George. We love
them. Use his hot sauce.
His hot sauce. Tabasco.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it had like a really cute name, but I'm forgetting as well.
I forget the name too. You know, I didn't do that deal.
I really. Where was Rob conceived?
Where?
Yeah.
Coachella. Your father and I thought it'd be so fun to go one year. You know, we lived in California. We always heard about it. And we went, we saw the Rolling Stones at Coachella.
Really?
And I was so turned on. You know, I love the Rolling Stones. And then your father and I, we got one of those tents. And what do you know? 9 months later, Robert was born.
Maybe that's why he's such a free spirit.
He is such a free spirit. He's such a good father. He really, he's a really good father. Have you seen Dream lately?
In my dreams. No, I haven't really seen her that often.
That was good. Podcast. Look at us. Kardashians have never had a podcast before. We're the first ones in the family.
Oh, don't speak too fast.
Oh, no.
Did you see the news?
Oh, no.
Who? No, this is so messed up. Lamar.
I know. I can't find Kate Middleton either.
Oh, my God. Have that's you been looking?
News. That's the news. I've been looking in all my closets.
She, like, we need to, you need to be. Well, she can't fit next to all your Birkins. Where is Kate Middleton?
I thought.
Mom, who gave you?
I thought. Really, yeah. I thought I saw her at Nobu Malibu the other day. I'm crying.
Wait, who was
I'm really
it?
Gonna start Wait,
did
crying.
You go up to her? Did you get the?
No, I
did
sent
you get
Corey the over to her table.
What'd you get though?
I had the crispy rice spicy tuna. I had
so.
I don't remember. I sent Corey over, and I said, "Corey, go see if that's the princess." And he went over to the table with a bottle of Dom, and he said, "Let's toast to the, you know."
Yeah, he was
finding
like, we
Kate
found,
Middleton. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it wasn't her. It was some influencer taking photos for her Instagram. It was so bad.
No. Anyway,
that wasn't the news.
So sadly, it wasn't. Wow, this gummy has clearly hit. I need to call Chloe because I don't really know how to wrangle you.
Just tell Corey to warm up the helicopter. I don't know where the hell we are, but he's waiting.
No,
he's waiting with the driver.
Your ex, Caitlyn Jenner, is starting a podcast. I'm sorry if I'm the first person the news.
Glad they finally, she finally found a job.
It was exhausting.
Oh, no. One of my grandchildren's on my lap, and he popped the wire. Hold on. Are we back? Are we good, doll? Okay, great. I don't know tech, you know? I'm a wild card when it comes to me being in a studio. I mean, we film reality. We film in my bathtub. We don't film in a studio. Okay. Yes. Caitlyn Jenner, you said, has a podcast.
She's starting a podcast.
Well, good for her. I think
but
that.
But it's with Chloe's ex, Lamar. Like, how are you supporting this?
Well, you know, I support people in all of their creative endeavors. I knew it would piss you off. Are you pissed?
I am shaking with anger.
We can all see it.
I am so pissed.
This is my daughter, Courtney, pissed. I think she blinked an eye. Okay,
I am
you're really
irate.
Pissed. Wow.
I am irate.
Irate. New word.
I am.
We don't
I'm
need any more words. What's
words.
Wrong with it? Who cares?
What the fuck are they going to talk about?
Sports. I here's the thing, okay? I'm going to keep this very between us and whoever, and the 14 people who are listening to this episode. However many are in, I set them up because they both
You're behind this?
I really know that Caitlin wanted to get her voice out there and not just on political news about where she should golf, what tees to golf from. And I thought, well, Lamar really has, you know, Lamar and I have a standing lunch date every Monday. We go to Sir. And Sir, that trash box, Lamar loves it. He loves Sir. And we decided that he needs a new project. You know, he really does. Mm-hmm. And so I said, oh, you and Caitlin, you have so much in common. You love sports and mm-hmm. you were both married to my daughter or to my family. Clearly.
Whoops.
You gave me my beautiful two daughters. And Lamar was so into it. And I thought they should totally mm-hmm. do it. But I didn't know that they actually pitched it and got it through. I just planted a seed.
Well, you planted it and it started growing because,
well, I do have six children. It's not like
you
it's
obviously
the first time.
Know how to plant a seed.
I do. Yeah, I do, doll.
No, what I'm mad about is that they stole our name. They're calling it Keeping Up With Sports.
No, they are not.
They are.
Oh, well, now we have a lawsuit. That is absolutely not okay.
That's what I'm saying. And it just feels like a ripoff of all of our hard work.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's out there keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. Did you see
posted the clip? Posted by Caitlyn and Lamar.
And Caitlyn's like, when you know you're an athlete, you know. And I'm just like, Caitlyn, what well, are you even talking about?
She is an athlete. I think that's what she's really good at.
Yeah. I see her on the golf course, but like. Wait, her and Lam, what do they even have in common besides being athletes?
Me and Chloe.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, I feel like they should have called it We Love Sports, you know, something that.
Yeah, something easy without yeah. keeping up.
Maybe you could call. Do you talk to Caitlin?
Not really, if I have the opportunity. I try not to.
Do you want me to call Caitlin and we could see if they could, you know, she could change the name?
Yeah, we can try to drive over there in Malibu.
I could convince her. Hold on, let me call her right now and see if she's available. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Call her up.
Caitlin. Hi, doll. How are you?
Who is this?
Who do you think it is?
Oh, my God. Chris, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, Chris, it's been years.
You were only married to me for, what, 20 years, and you still don't know my voice?
Chris, I'm doing a lot of stuff. I just got new hearing aids in here, so it's been quite a transformation for me.
Well, hear this, doll. I'm serving you some papers. I hear you're starting a podcast, and you're calling it Keeping Up With The Kardashians, which is actually the name of the show that I put you on.
Chris, listen to this.
I'm
suck
pissed.
On my left nut. Just kidding. I don't have any anymore. But listen to this. Oh I'm starting a podcast.
Too much.
You get all the money and you're telling me that now, look, I divorced your ass. You have no control over anything I do. Look, me and Lammy Cakes are just doing a cute little podcast.
Well, you and Lammy Cakes are using the name that my family's reputation is based on.
Oh, Chris, now you guys switch. I mean, you're on Hulu now. Are people even watching that show anymore? God damn it.
Yes, The Kardashians is the number one unscripted show on Hulu. You can ask everybody at the network.
It's really good.
I know. That's some BS if I ever heard it. Listen, Chris, listen. It's a cute little podcast about sports. We're not talking about anything related
well,
to you guys.
Why didn't you call it Cute Little Podcast About Sports?
Chris, you know why? You've got a good history with Keeping Up. I love the name Keeping Up. It's so cute. It's like keeping up with what? Sports.
It's really not right. It's really not
right. All right. Well, you know what? I got a standing appointment. I'm heading over to the Riviera Golf Course. I got to swing a couple golf clubs. You want to come?
Absolutely not. In fact, I think I'm going to send Corey your way. He's going to beat the shit out of you at hole 17.
Chris, we're playing 9 holes today, okay? There's no hole 17, so suck it. And also, I'm like 6'7". How tall is Corey?
6'7½, so suck it, as you say, okay?
You know what the kids are saying? You got the riz, Chris.
I do have the riz. I really, Kylie tells me all the time. You know, Kylie is really, she...
I love that kid, Chris.
That is the best thing you ever did for me, is give me
you see,
Kylie. Kendall, too, but Kylie, really.
Exactly. We've been through so much together, Chris. And listen, I really got to head out of here. I got to go to golf course.
Okay, well, just make sure you check your mail because I really don't want the name. You know, it's really going to tear down our family name. So maybe come up with another name for the podcast and you'll get invited to the Christmas party next year.
I would actually love that, Chris. I've been missing the invites. They've been getting lost.
I know.
Chris, Chris, I can definitely work something out. I mean, listen, how about this, okay? The other name I had was just Lammy and Kate.
I think that's fabulous. That sounds amazing, sweetie. Lammy and Kate. No one will know who the hell that is, but that'll be an amazing name for a podcast. Maybe Odie, it'll get picked up as a television show.
How about this? Odie and Jenner.
Sure. I don't want Jenner in there. I don't want to be dragged into this, okay? I love sports, but not... I don't want to be on your sports podcast.
Well, Chris, you haven't kicked a soccer ball since 82, so clearly you're not coming on our show.
I've been kicking a lot of balls, okay? Yes, Corey. he loves when I kick it into home plate.
Well, I'm sure, because you got no action over here. Listen, love you, doll. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, doll. All right, check your mail. Well, guess I'm going to sue Caitlyn Jenner.
What did all she say?
She was really busy on the golf course, and she was such an asshole. She said, it's a really great name and that I want it, and maybe she'd change it to Kate and Lammy and Kate.
That is the worst name I've ever heard in my life.
It's okay. I said it was fabulous, so no one listens. I got us covered, doll.
You're literally so smart.
I mean, I did start 26 companies for our family, and I put you here, huh? In the hot seat.
I am in the hot seat. Low-key, I'm worried about Scott, though.
Oh, my God. What are you worried? What happened?
Have you seen him lately? He looks
amazing.
Scary. Have you seen? I think he's on the Ozempies.
Oh, he's been on Ozempic since 97. Yeah, absolutely. Is it hitting too hard? I must lower his dosage, you know?
It's hitting way too hard. I think he's on, like, all of the O's.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He hasn't been going to the gym lately because he's been really, you know, hopped up, like, about his houses he's selling. So
oh.
I worry maybe that has something to do with it. You know, he's not jacked like he used to be.
I mean, he never really was jacked. He always had a dad bod, but he looks gaunt.
Never heard of that. He looks gaunt. Like, I think he looks good. We had dinner last night and he
ate a potato.
He just had one off my plate.
Ew, first of all, who eats raw potatoes?
Oh, no, it was cooked. It was cooked. He just didn't feel like ordering. So I said, have a potato, doll. And what were you saying? Why do I go out to dinner with him? Because I love him.
He's no longer in our lives, just my kids' lives.
He is absolutely a part of our life. He really is. He always will be. He gave me my sixth grandchildren. He's really special to me, and I just wish you would call him sometime.
I really do. Definitely not, but love the suggestion.
I can call Caitlin. You could call Scott. It's really not hard.
You and Caitlin are like a different breed. I don't really get it.
Okay. Well, we take a lot of drugs, so it helps. It definitely helps. Well, I'm sorry you're so concerned. I'll send him your love. I really will.
Please do. Just like, I don't know, give him my Lemmy smoothie would pop him right up.
Okay.
Truly.
I wanted to say, because we have gone full podcast, we had people write us questions and they want to know some stuff. They asked us questions. I said, absolutely, we'll answer them, right?
I love that.
Okay. Someone said, am I pushy enough?
Please. Doll, yeah. You are as pushy as you can pushy be.
A push is as a push does.
Tell me what you eat and I'll tell you what you are.
Poosh. Oh, wow. Finally. I don't even know what poosh is. It's a website, right?
Oh, my. Yes. It's a lifestyle blog. And it's got so much on there. Recipes, expensive items.
See, that's why I brought her on the podcast, because then she can plug poosh. Hold on, everybody. Poosh plug.
You're so annoying.
Let me poosh my plug. Okay, someone said, this is fabulous. If you were a flower, which one would you be?
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be...
an orchid?
No, I'd be... I was going to say, I'd be a lily.
I feel like that's like too peaceful for you. That's like Mary's flower. Like Jesus is Mary and you're far from that.
I am basically Mary. I birthed Jesus and that Jesus is Kimberly Kardashian West. Oh, I said West.
Yeah, get that name out of your
mouth. The edible really is kicking in too much.
Wait, do you really think you're a lily? That's like so pure of you.
I think I am absolutely a lily. You know, I was pure growing up. Ask MJ. And then I really worked my way up. I think only a lily could do that, you know?
you bloomed.
I bloomed. Yeah, what flower are you?
I was gonna say like a black-eyed tulip.
A black-eyed tulip.
Yeah.
I was going to say baby's breath because she's constantly lactating. She smells like a baby's breath.
That's what I smell like. I smell like vomit. Oh, I don't know. I like really vibe with those or like hydrangeas because they're so neutral.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hydrangea.
But I feel like there's so many things we could be.
Oh my God. What do you think Corey is?
Corey? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, heard of him. Are you kidding me, doll? Someone asked also, where do I find myself a Corey? At the gym, babe.
You found him at the gym?
Of course.
Stop lying.
He was lifting and I said, wow, that looks impressive. And next thing you know, we got a hotel room.
Yeah, you were in the water aerobics class.
I was, and I walked out of that water, you know, and it splashed around the pool, and he said, wow, this was at my private gym.
Fancy.
I fund it through my church.
Obviously. Who is Chloe dating?
Who is Chloe dating? Is Chloe dating? My hair almost fell off.
I think she's finding herself first.
She's dating herself. That is beautiful. Yeah. Chloe is dating herself. Okay. And don't, maybe she could date this guy behind the camera. Are you single?
I'm seeing somebody.
He's seeing currently. Somebody.
Sorry, Chloe.
Listen, she's
our best daughter.
She's a lot of woman.
Oh my God. She is honestly the best. I will set Chloe up till the day I die. And I hope I don't have to because she is so amazing. Someone is going to appreciate every single part of Chloe. I just know it. I really do.
At least you're hopeful.
Very. Any other questions you want to answer here? You've got them. What do we have?
Wait, I loved this one. What items are you stockpiling in your celebrity apocalypse bunker?
Oh, well, Birkins.
Ozempic.
Aloe's full collection.
For the next 10 years.
Yep. I have 10 years. I'm 10 years out. You know, I'm their spokesperson. I'm an aloe partner. Hashtag aloe partner. And so I have all the collection. So, yeah, that's definitely going in the bunker for when the world ends. What else? Oreos.
Oreos.
Oh, yeah. I have tons. I just put them in there.
I will not be partaking. I have about 3 tons of matcha powder. Fresh.
Oh, wow. Fresh matcha. What's not fresh matcha powder?
So not the good stuff.
What else are you going to harvest in there, huh?
I have natural honey beeswax, which I use for a topical antiseptic.
Okay. I have Benadryl because I'm a real human being, unlike my alien of a daughter over here.
You need to get with the times.
What else would I put in there? I would put in a couple knives, you know, in case I have to butcher, in case we have to eat each other.
You know? Who's going first? Not me.
Definitely not you, but maybe, maybe Rob.
Yeah, Rob can definitely go first.
We could eat Rob first.
Definitely.
Arthur George's numbers have been real low. So honestly, you caught me on a bad day.
Sorry. I have hydrogen water and a couple of some like poosh eye patches.
Oh, I forgot. I have a couple cases of Belvedere.
Can't Good.
To wash my face with.
Can't wait to bathe in that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you think the world's going to end, doll?
Yeah, but like, I think we're fine. We're like besties with Bezos.
Uncle Jeff will take care of us. And I got a couple of those,
They're in my driveway. What are they? The
submarines.
Tesla trucks.
The Tesla trucks?
Yeah, they're going to take us to the bunker just to be safe on our way.
I love that. But I saw that they rust.
Whatever. I'm getting it wrapped. It doesn't matter.
Wait, you're getting it wrapped with like Louis Vuitton?
No, we were going to go with Dolce & Gabbana. They're going to wrap it in leather. It's going to be so fabulous.
Here you go, stealing my designer.
It's really going to be great. Yeah, Corey picked out the leather last week at his meeting with them. So,
you guys doing like a cream interior?
Oh,
I'll cream your interior.
We don't need to cream any interior. We can handle that on our own.
We need to get the hell out of this place.
I would love to, actually. I'm starving. I got so stoned before.
Are you stony baloney?
I grew a dog on my lap. What is happening?
We're off the rockers. So until next week, I need to like really go listen to this new podcast by Lamar and Caitlin.
Oh, I'm not going to listen to that. But you let me know how it goes, okay?
I will.
Okay, great. I served them papers, so, you know.
Already been done?
It'll end soon. Yeah, don't worry, doll. This was fun. I love podcasting. We love podcasts.
Podcasting for life.
Say Skims on three. 1, 2, 3. Skims. Not Skims, but we'll try again next time. Thanks so much for tuning in. This was Catching Up with Chris and Court. And anything else, doll? You got to
just go get a Poosh smoothie at Erewhon.
It's actually a Lemmy
smoothie.
Go get a Lemmy smoothie at Erewhon. And if you shop at Aloe, use my code Chris. You get 1 cent off. Bye,
Make
doll.
Make those money.
See you next time.